Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima. Sorry, I didn't. My computer crashed, and I cannot check your name. What is your name?
No worries. I've had my computer do the exact same thing. The name's David.
David, do you have anything to share about camping or any other topic?
Camping. I mean, I've done a good amount of it. I've done camping from, you know, the recreational camping to also, you know, camping doing some bushwork. So I'm well familiar with it.
Yeah, so are you planning to do any camping this summer? You're saying some bushwhacking. I've done all types of camping myself. I haven't done any off four-wheel drive type camping, but I have been in both provincial sites, private, and free campsites, but nothing major as I didn't have the vehicle for it. Do you have any plans coming summer?
Any plans this summer for camping? Definitely some road trips planned out, but nothing camping-wise. Just don't have the gear at the moment, actually. I've got rid of most of the gear in the past, and I just don't really have the gear for it this year.
Yeah, so when you do road trips, do you usually go on hotels, lodges, Airbnbs? What kind of accommodations do you do on your road trips?
It's mostly just hotels, accommodations, nothing too expensive, right? Just kind of just simple on the side of the, on the way, right? Just simple, honestly.
Yeah, so before the trailer, I was doing a lot of road trips on a motorcycle. That was my main thing. And I did a little bit of a mix between motorcycle camping and staying in, you know, just motels along the way, doing some long trips. I've been down to Oregon, down to just touching Alberta to the Kootenays and stuff, and just did a combination of camping or hotel, and really depends on the weather, because I really do not like camping in the rain with a tent. Sometimes you have no choice, but it's, when you're doing road trip, you kind of have the best of both worlds. So that's something you might want to consider if you're doing a long road trip. Throw a tent in the back, and if the weather's beautiful, you know, you can just drop off somewhere and kind of have a mix. That's something I'd recommend. Is there anything else you want to share, David?
No, not too much. I'll send it back to you, but I've got a co-pilot here that's eager to say hi to everybody before she heads off the bed.
Hi.
I'll send it back to you, 73.
73.
How cute. Anyways, thanks, David, and 73 to both of you. Are there anyone else? Is there anyone else that wants to check into the Sunday check-in and chat?
You can throw Victor Echo 7 on tell Victor Bravo down for a quick in and out, please.
Okay, got you. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo. And I apologize, I don't have my, I'm just trying to get the screen where I can do a quick check. Sorry, what's your name?
No worries, my name is Harry.
Well, thank you very much, Harry, and we got you in the log, and I'll put that all in the computer once I get everything on paper get it all officially logged in case I want to go back see how we've done. This is my second check-in and chat, and I think every time I'm going to get a little bit of improvement. I just need to kind of work on my handwriting and taking on names quickly. But other than that, I think it's going pretty well. Just a bit of practice, and practice makes perfect. Probably not ready for the I understand that the the Rainbow Net reached a record-breaking 190 check-ins. That is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I'm lucky right now. I think we're probably at around, just from looking at the sheet here, maybe 25. I think that's my level right now of comfort. Is there anyone else that wants to check into the check-in and chat? Again, sorry, identification is Victor Echo 7, Juliet Sierra Oscar.
Victor Echo 7, India Victor Romeo.
Victor Echo 7, India Victor Romeo. Go ahead and what's your name?
My name is Krista. I live in Richmond, and this is just a quick in and out. No traffic, 73.
73 to you, Krista. Thank you for checking in. Is there anyone else for a last-minute check-in before we close the net?
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Alpha Kilo.
Victor Kilo. Name, Mark.
I think we had a double there, but I'm going to say Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Alpha Kilo. Just, what is your name? I'll just get you and then just ask the person.
Yep, Alpha Alpha Kilo. This is Nathan from Langley.
Victor Kilo, and the name is Max. Mike Alpha X-ray.
Mark, I'm sorry. If you can say that again, it wasn't quite clear. You can read your call sign again. I got some of it, but it doubled before.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo. Name is Max, Mike Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, I apologize for that, Max. Yes, I got it. Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo. Thank you for checking in, and now I got you, and I apologize for that. It kind of hit you at the same time, but that was nice and clear. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that wants to do a last-minute check-in? Okay, nothing heard. I will now bring the check-in and chat net to a close for tonight. We would like to thank everyone who participated and like to thank the BCF MCA for the use of this repeater. This is Victor Echo 7, Juliet Sierra Oscar, standing down and returning the repeater to normal use. Good night, everyone, and until next time, 73.
Sunday night wild card net in progress on 146.610 tone 110.9.
Thanks, Jim. This is V7JSO. I will be QSY to the Abbotsford net. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, it's in progress. DVE7VA7VWZ is the net control, and there's been a few check-ins, so there you have it. More activity on the airwaves.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Sierra Oscar, clear, QSY to Abbotsford.